This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Pope Francis prayed for his predecessor's passage to heaven as he presided over a special New Year's Day Mass Sunday in St. Peter's Basilica, a day after Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI died in retirement at the Vatican.
Per tanti fratelli e sorelle colpiti dalla guerra.
The huge basilica will host Benedict's coffin starting on Monday. Thousands of faithful are expected to attend the first of 3 days of viewing. Benedict, 95, died Saturday morning in the Vatican, where he had lived since retirement. He was the first pope in centuries to resign, citing his increasing fertility. The pontiff will lead Benedict's funeral on Thursday in St. Peter's Square. Police in Uganda's capital said on Sunday at least 9 people, including a 10-year-old boy, suffocated to death as crowds rushing to see a New Year's firework display. A witness says people got stuck in a narrow corridor in a shopping mall trying to get back to the concert after the fireworks in a parking lot.
Some people had already reached the parking, so they forced them to come back to the main hall. So that pressure from up and the pressure from down led to loss of breath to some colleagues of ours, which led to their death.
Kampala police said people started pushing through a passage in the Freedom City Mall just after clock struck midnight. Ukrainian air defenses blasted Russian missiles and drones out of the sky in the first hours of 2023, as Moscow saw in the new year, by attacking civilian targets across Ukraine. Ukraine's Air Force Command said it had destroyed 45 Iranian-made Shahed drones overnight, 32 of them on Sunday after midnight and 13 late on Saturday. This is VOA News. China stands on the right side of history, the country's leader Xi Jinping said Saturday in a New Year's address that came as questions swirl over his government's handling of COVID-19 and economic and political challenges at home and abroad. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Speaking on national television from behind a desk in a wood-paneled office, Xi largely avoided directly addressing issues confronting the country, pointing instead to successes in agricultural production, poverty elimination, and its hosting of the Winter Olympics in February. However, he later turned somewhat obliquely to the challenges facing the world's most populous country and second largest economy, saying the world is not at peace. He said China will always steadfastly advocate for peace and development and unswervingly stands on the right side of history. Recent weeks have seen street protests against Xi's government, the first facing the ruling Communist Party in more than 3 decades. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
New York City police say 2 officers were attacked with a machete by a 19-year-old man on Sunday as they patrolled outside the security perimeter set up for New Year's Eve's celebrations.
One officer, an 8-year veteran, suffered a laceration to the head. The second officer, who graduated the police academy on Friday, was also struck in the head, resulting in a skull fracture and large laceration.
New York City Police Commissioner Keyshawn Sewell said both officers were in stable condition after being hit in the head with a machete. The man was shot in the shoulder by one of the officers. Colombia's government has agreed to a 6-month ceasefire with the 5 largest armed groups operating in the country. President Gustavo Petro announced on New Year's Eve. The truce was the main objective of Petro's so-called total peace policy, which aims to end the country's armed conflict, which has persisted despite the dissolution of the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia in 2017. The armed groups still operating in Colombia, the world's largest cocaine producer, are locked in deadly disputes over drug trafficking revenues and other illegal businesses, according to an independent think tank. Pakistan and India say they have exchanged lists of nuclear facilities as part of a 1988 agreement that bans them from attacking each other's installations. They also exchanged lists of prisoners in each other's custody. Pakistan and India have strained relations from their independence from British rule in 1947. I'm Joe Ramsey.